I'm here with Jan Harrison, Grant Chair with the Community Assistance League, also known in our community as CAL. Welcome, Jan Harrison.
I'm delighted to be here, and I think this is going to be my favorite time of year.
It's what you're made to do there at CAL. It's what you do. So we want to talk about the grant application process that is now open for organizations, and maybe individuals will find out more. But before we get to that, tell our listeners a bit about the Community Assistance League and how it is a service organization in our community. Who benefits? How does it all work? Just a little overview.
All right. It's more than 40 years old, so I'll try to condense that as much as possible. I wasn't here 40 years ago, but from what I understand, 16 very feisty women looked at the fact that apparently some school levies were not getting passed at the time. And so they wanted to jump in and help fill in some of the blanks for kids. And that's how it really started. In order to raise some money, they had a let's all bring our extra stuff to one location and had a weekend long jumble sale, yard sale, whatever you'd like to call it. And they dubbed it Bazaar Bazaar. And from that, it was born. Eventually we were in a small store in Ponderay. And now of course we're next to the Pie Hut, just a bit off of downtown. We have about 6,000 square feet in the store, although people only see maybe a less than third of that. All the rabbit warrens in the back are filled with wonderful donations from our neighbors, some of whom are just kind of cutting back, maybe downsizing a bit. Some people that are moving, some people sadly that are clearing out family members' homes who've passed on. But we are sustained by the generosity of our community, people who donate everything from clothing to household goods to full sets of chinas to extraordinary antiques and furniture. And for us, what that means is it gives us the opportunity, because we are a thrift store, but we like to call ourselves upscale resale. And we like to stay on the higher end of things. Now, one of the things I like to tell people is Bazaar Bazaar, if we can't use something, if it doesn't fit with what we do, we don't throw it away. There are very, very few things that go in the trash. We actually have volunteers, CAL members, who will take those items and deliver them either to other thrift stores, to churches that have free closets, to the food bank, to the women's shelter, all around the county for people who can use it. And again, I like to actually call that recycling Idaho style. So all of us who work in the store are volunteers, not a single paid person. And we work every day, everything from helping customers to sorting things that have been donated and researching. My gosh, some things that we get are just, we look up their history, we find that they're just really special items. And we want to be able to let our customers know there are some things there that are more special. So the tag will have more information. The sales then end up being what we take in and are then able to give back. So the sales from 2021, which were extraordinary, way above the previous year, are what then turn around and we're able to put back into the community in the form of grants and scholarships. And I'm honored this year to chair the group of 12 of us who'll be looking at worthy causes. I'm guessing you're wanting to know who are those causes, but I can wait and tell you more.
Okay.
But you can tell I'm excited.
You are, and that's fantastic. I just want to stay with Bazaar Bazaar for just a moment. I thought I'd give you the opportunity to take us on a tour of the inside of the store, because you're calling it an upscale, and it truly is. I've been there many times, and it's special. It's kind of a fun place to go, but it's got all these nooks and crannies. And so would you be willing to take us on a little tour, an audio tour?
Absolutely. Let me take you on a tour of what you can see. Because to take you on a tour on the back would be, I'd just have you confused and lost in no time. So you walk in the front door, and if you would turn immediately to your right, you'll see linens. You'll also see the checkout counter. You'll see generally display of glass items that are right there in that front window. So we'll have all kinds of kitchenware, everything from fine crystal to fun outdoor, unbreakable kinds of fun things. I'm amazed how many people will donate entire sets of dishes. And I'm also amazed how quickly they go out the door. We don't generally take appliances, but they'll be the small ones, like, I don't know, special coffee makers or something like that.
I just wanted to interject just for a moment when you mentioned full sets of dishes. One of the things I like to do when I go to Bazaar Bazaar, and I walk to the right and past the checkout counter, and those tables that have those very beautiful old dish sets, I like to stop just for a moment and think about the woman or family, or, you know, or couple who received those sets of dishes when they were brand new. And it was very, very special to them. And it's just for a moment to think that eventually they ended up here in our community and someone else will be able to walk in the door, and they're priced really reasonably, and could take home a set of beautiful dishes that at one point in time, a family used for the first time. It's got a really cool feel to it. So let's move on from the dishes.
I am just so touched that you have that reaction. I can't tell you how many of us, when we are sorting things, have those same kinds of reaction to almost any object. And I don't know any of us who get complacent about the generosity and the stories that really are part of the things that are passed on.
Yeah, it's special.
It really is.
So then we move on to the books.
Yes, that's the next section, books and some CDs and DVDs. Books are hardback are $2 and paperbacks are $1, except they're half price every Friday. So we have some regular customers who come in and truly enjoy looking for their favorite authors. It's a fun department.
And then we move on to the jewelry department. I just want to say real quick that the jewelry lady is my sister.
Oh, how wonderful. Marilyn is a treasure. Marilyn will take any piece of jewelry, and if she suspects that perhaps it has some value, she will take it home. She personally cleans it up. She's got a jeweler's loophole. She checks to see markings. She researches it. It's still priced extraordinarily well, but the items that she has there also have little stories attached to them, so people understand their history too.
And
obviously
value.
we take costume jewelry as well, but our jewelry department is staffed by two really special women, both Marilyn and Donna, and they know their stuff.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then there's the women's clothing that is very nice.
Yes, but we skipped by the furniture.
Yeah,
and the collectibles. We have those too, and then we have probably a third or so of the main floor is women's clothing, and we price both by brand and by wear. We try very hard to stay within that area. Upstairs, then, you've got the children's area, we've got crafts, and we've got a fabulous men's section. It's fun. You always know the repeat customers because the couples come in the door and he beelines for upstairs while she begins to look around.
Right. So it's really an experience. It's a wonderful place. And what I've noticed since you said last year, 2021, was you had the most donations and revenue coming from those donations. But you're only open on Monday through Saturday from 11 to 3. You have shorter hours, but every time you go by, the parking lot is full. So people really go there. I think it's a wonderful place to shop. You can find gifts, you know.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There are lots of great gift ideas there. You know, it's interesting. Our shortened hours, we used to be open much longer, but always just 6 days. Our shortened hours really came as we were coming out of COVID after we had been closed. Many of our volunteers have been around for a long time and they're older, and we're a little more concerned about health issues. So we thought with shorter hours, at least for a time, we'd be able to fully staff and serve our customers as well as our donors. And yet our sales are up So we kind of think, at least for a while, we're going to keep with those numbers. The being open from 11 to 3, 6 days a week seems to work well.
Yep, it's good for staffing situations as they come. So now let's get to, so now we know where the money comes from and how it happens, and people can make donations of quality items to Bazaar Bazaar or CAL, the Community Assistance League. But what the, where does all the money go? You mentioned grants and scholarships, and we're going to talk about grants today because the grant cycle opened up. So the question becomes, well, first of all, just tell us about it. Who can apply and how do they do that?
Okay. So just to be clear, grants and scholarships both serve Bonner County. So you might live someplace else, but if your project that you want to grant for serves the people of Bonner County, then you qualify. If you are a student in the Bonner County area, then you also qualify for a scholarship. So just let me be clear on that first.
Okay.
So there are just a few things. Grants are available to Bonner to organizations, projects, and individuals sometimes that are benefiting without exclusion Bonner County residents. So for example, religious programs would be not applicable unless they were serving the whole community.
So like so a soup kitchen.
Exactly. Political organizations are not applicable, and we don't offer grants for things like wages or rents or utilities or insurance for nonprofits, and we also don't fund capital campaigns. Those are pretty specific, and they have some very good support in the communities, usually if it's a good project, but those are the restrictions, and otherwise people are invited to apply.
Okay, so you don't have to be a nonprofit. You can just be an organization that really supports and serves people in Bonner County.
Exactly. Okay. Now, we do our due diligence. So not only is the grant application quite thorough and specific, you are also required, if you receive a grant, you're required to complete a report at the end on how those monies were used. And that's pretty specific. The results have to tell us not only how you use the funds, but you need to include invoices, photos, and specifically how the project has impacted the community. So we're very clear about we want to follow up too.
Right. So not maybe a computer for an office of a nonprofit, but maybe a project that is integrating training or something like that.
Good example. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so how do people apply for this and what is the deadline?
Well, the deadline is March 31, period. No exceptions. March 31.
In your hands, March 31.
In my hands. In the hands. You can drop it off at Bazaar Bazaar. You can mail it. You can send it by email. I've actually already gotten two that have come by email. So I appreciate people that come in early with things. You can get it online at our website, which is calsandpoint.org. calsandpoint.org. So you can pick it up on the website. If you'd prefer a hard copy, a paper copy, it's available in 5 locations. Obviously, it's available at Bazaar Bazaar. Just go to the register and ask for it.
I just want to throw out the address of that. It's 502 Church Street.
That's right. Thank you very much. I'm not sure I would remember that off the top of my head. You can also pick it up at the Chamber of Commerce Visitors Center and at the 3 libraries that serve Bonner County, Sandpoint, Clark Fork, and Priest River. And I personally delivered several copies to each of those locations on Monday, the 28th, so that they had them in their hands ready to go by March 1.
So March 31st is the deadline in your hands. You can take it to Bazaar Bazaar, of course,
right,
or email it or send it in the mail.
If it's mailed, if I can interrupt, if it's mailed, it goes to a P.O. box.
Okay. And it's probably on the grant.
Right. All that information is on the application.
Okay. And just out of curiosity, how many, and it probably changes year to year, but how many applications do you typically receive, if there is a typical?
Yeah, we probably 40, 45.
Okay.
Which is fairly typical. Not all get granted. Not all get what they ask for. Most of those that do not get a grant are because in some way they either don't qualify or they did not send us a complete application. That's one of the things people need to know, is that application can't just be chitty chatty. We want to know budget specifics. Where's that money going? We have a responsibility to the people that have shopped in our store and allowed us to give back to the community. And we take that responsibility very, very seriously. So that application needs to be complete. It also helps if it's legible.
Yeah. Okay. And how does the grant cycle work? There's the deadline. And then how long does it typically take for your crew, your committee, the review committee, to make the final decisions?
People will know, the applicants will know one way or the other, no later than the end of May. What happens is, because they're due the end of March, March 31, that gives me 2 weeks before my committee meets so that I can make copies of everything, ensure that they're all complete. And then I put together very fat binders so that every committee member has every single one of those applications to look at.
Wow. We then give,
yes.
That's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Before they even open the books, we review all the criteria and everybody agrees on the confidentiality and the seriousness. And gosh, the members who've done this before, they're so diligent about it. And they get about 10 days, 2 weeks to take it home and really review everything, use the scoring system that's universal. And then we come back in early May for a long meeting, where we look at our combined scores and where we are and make final decisions. So that gives us plenty of time to be able to make those. I mean, we give away a lot of money. We're very, very aware of the impact we can have, and we want to do it as best as we possibly can. And then we'll be inviting the recipients of this next round's checks to come to our June meeting to receive them, if at all possible.
Oh, nice.
And that's when the community will know who gets. We never share who gets how much. Mm-hmm. We do share who we support.
Right. Well, I have to say, Cal does great work in our community, has been for, as you said, 40 years in one way or the other. And now we're to scholarships and grants, turning it all around and helping the organizations who do struggle for funding oftentimes. And here is one of the sources that people can go to see if they're eligible for some help. And so they could turn around and help others. Jan Harrison, I want to thank you for the time today. You're the grant chair of the Community Action League grant cycle that has just opened. The due date is March 31st. And as you said, the email to go to is cal, that's calsandpoint.org. You can find the grant application there. And also shop at Bazaar Bazaar. It's 302 South Cedar Church Street. And thank you very much. Thanks for the service you're doing with our community too.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Okay. Thanks, Jan Harrison with Community Action League.